This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the lady who covers the Indians for MLB.com. She's Mandy Bell. Hello, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're doing well. This thing went fast, Mandy. We knew it would, only 60 games, but boy, it went fast. Where are the Indians in your mind as far as being ready to make a postseason run?
Well, I mean, I think there's two ways to answer that. I think the pitching staff, if it started tomorrow, this pitching staff seems ready to go. After this last turn through seeing Bieber, Plesac, and Carrasco, that's a fun 1-2-3 to watch in any type of a postseason matchup. So I think the pitching staff is ready. I think Jose Ramirez wishes that he could be facing the Tigers in every game of the postseason, and I think they would be set if that was the case. But I think the offense, it's not as a surprise here, but the offense is going to be the big question mark, and whether or not that they can support this pitching staff, and then I think that's going to determine how far they can make it once they finally clinch here.
Mandy, what's your confidence meter, I guess, on this thing? Because I look at this and I want to believe, and I see there's pitchers that I believe in without a doubt. You talked about the offense struggling, and then you look at the numbers of, you know, actual games won against teams over 500. And you're kind of like, okay, well, I guess we're going to get invited to the party. I just don't know how long we're going to get to dance for. What's your confidence level on this?
I know, yeah, it's tough to read. I mean, I think that whenever I look at it just based on the pitching side of it, the confidence seems high, especially for the first round. I think that they have a good chance of making it past the first round because in a three-game series, it is really, really difficult for any team to have to face Bieber, Plesac, Carrasco, and whether it's Bieber, Carrasco, Plesac, however they decide to draw that up, that's really, really a difficult task to try to take down. Once it gets beyond that, I'm not sure. I do think that not having off days in those series afterwards, I think that really would help the Indians just because they do have pitching depth that other teams would really wish to have. And we'll have to see what the starting pitching's like for other teams whenever there are no off days and what they have to do. But I don't know. It's going to be tough, I think, after the first round. I do think that they have a good chance of making it past that, but I just don't know how long the offense can last. So I don't know where my confidence level is. I do think they have a good chance of going past round one, but I don't know if I feel as confident past round two.
Mandy Bell joining us. It's funny, Mandy, because – you know, you want great pitching, but you get into the playoffs and you hear pitching dominates. And, you know, it's the teams with the good pitching that do some great things. Yet, I'm sorry, you're not going to win a whole lot of 1-0 games. You know, I'm sitting here and I'd love to be optimistic because of the great starting pitching, but the offense has been so, I won't say bad, I'll just say incredibly inconsistent and be nice about it, that I find it hard to believe that this team is capable of making that big playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough, and I think inconsistent is the right word because you see them one day score 8 or 10 runs, and then the next four is where it's really, really struggling, and you can't really do that in the postseason. That's not really how you can set yourself up for success. I think a lot of it is going to fall on how Jose Ramirez is, and I know everyone remembers his last two postseason appearances and how he struggled in those, and so I'm sure that there's going to be that in the back of a lot of people's minds whenever you're looking at this, like, okay, Jose Ramirez is the bat that has been carrying the Indians this year. I think they're going to need big performances out of him and Framil Reyes, and I think that's just going to be the make it or break it for them, of whether those two guys are on or not. And that's going to be a lot. I mean, that's difficult to put a lot of pressure on one or two bats whenever this offense as a whole has just struggled so much. But that's really what it's seeming like it's going to come down to. And I know they're crossing their fingers for a lot more than that.
Mandy, I think I'm correct. They go into the bubble today, right? The Indians are, because of the playoffs, they're now going to – they're like sequestered now? Is that – I just want to make sure I got it right. Does that sound right?
Yeah, they will be tomorrow. So they have a day today tomorrow. That now that they're home, they're going to be able to collect all of their stuff, get everything going, and then tomorrow teams that are going to be potentially entering the postseason, they will be starting to bubble up and getting into a hotel together so that they can completely quarantine for a week before the postseason starts.
So I wonder, are they quarantining as a team, or do they have to go individual quarantine, like room, ballpark? Like, I'm wondering how the logistics of that work out. And then I'm also thinking that maybe for a team like the Indians, that may not be such a bad thing, because you're talking about 100% focus on baseball.
Yeah, it will be 100% focus on baseball. And I think it's going to be, as a team, I'm sure you can interact with each other once you're in that bubble. Just because, I mean, these people are the ones that you're sharing a clubhouse with. It's impossible to avoid them at all times whenever you're at the ballpark. So I think that just quarantining together allows everybody at the hotel to at least know where everyone is, you know, who they've been exposed to, what they've been exposed to. And it's going to be nothing at this point. It's going to be back and forth between the hotel and the ballpark, and that's going to zero in the focus on one thing and one thing only. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But I think it takes a weird. It's already starting to enter that weird territory of, okay, nothing's going to really feel like any form of home field advantage, because you don't have that same feeling of going to bed at your own place. You sleep in your own bed before a game. I mean, you're in a hotel even for home games now. So it's weird territory to enter into. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how all of it plays out.
Mandy, what's the situation with fans? I've had folks send me emails and say, if the Browns can fit 6,000 people into their stadium, and you know the Cowboys had 21,000 the other day, why aren't baseball teams bringing fans back? It's completely an MLB policy, correct?
Yeah, I think that there's maybe more of a chance later on in the rounds. I think it's going to be something that they just want to get underway. I mean, there were so many hurdles for them to come back. And it was something that they weren't sure if we would see the end of the regular season this year. And so now that it's in sight, I think they just want to get it underway. And I wouldn't be surprised if once we get into the later rounds, and you're at the secluded Southern California and Texas areas, you know where everything's going to be. I wouldn't be surprised if they start allowing fans in, obviously in a small number, and they would have to figure out exactly how it would work. But I think it would be more toward later rounds. I don't think it's something that they would start considering right away, because I think they just want to get this thing going and make sure that it gets off correctly and that doesn't have anything that would cause any problems and make this more difficult than what it's already been. But nothing's ever been released at this point. Nothing's set in stone. It wouldn't surprise me, just because you're seeing football be able to handle it. I think that as long as that continues to go well for a few more weeks, it could be something that baseball tries to work in as well.
All right, so what can you take out of the series coming up here against the White Sox? And going back to what I said before about, you know, just being able to beat teams that you think are better than you, or at least have shown so far in this short season they are better than you. So what can you take out of a series against the White Sox right now?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that this could be a preview of what we see next week, which is weird to think about, because if the Indians end up being the 7th seed and the White Sox end up being the number 2 seed, then these two teams will be matching up again in Chicago next Tuesday. So I think they're going to have a little bit of a preview of what it could be to come. And I think that the Indians in general, it just seems like they have, if there's any team out there that's better, that has the better record or anything, it seems like they play the White Sox the best. And they've done that in the past. And I think that this will just be a nice little preview of what's to come in the postseason. And I think that it's just a nice little test, because you know how that they match up against the Tigers. We've seen it since the beginning of last season. So yes, it's nice for fans to be able to get excited about the way that they played over the weekend, but everyone always is quick to say, yes, but it was the Tigers. So I think that this gives everybody a good idea of where they truly stand going into the postseason. They have a chance to clinch tonight if they would win, and then the Mariners would lose. So I think that this will just give everybody a nice little idea of what to expect, both in their opponent maybe, and just with the Indians in general getting into the postseason.
Mandy, last thing, and I don't mean to look too far ahead, but I'm going to because I've not enjoyed watching this offense this year. Can you see huge changes in the offseason as far as trades, maybe trying to sign some key guys to punch up the offense, even if it means getting rid of more starting pitching?
I mean, I think if there's going to be changes, it's going to have to come by trades, just because just in general, we know what their financial situation has been, but then to add what this year has caused onto teams, I think that they're going to be tight when it comes to their payroll. So I think if there's going to be changes to this lineup, it's going to have to come by trades. And I think that the number one person that everybody's going to be watching this offseason is Francisco Lindor. And I think he's going to be, moved before the next season starts. I think it's their only option, because it's tough to let go of a player like that, but it's also tough to just hang on to him whenever you know that you have no chance of extending him long term. And he would just walk into free agency like that. I think it's going to be tough for the Indians who need to take advantage of situations like this, as difficult as it is, to try to help build their own team back. So I think he's going to be the number one to keep an eye on, and I do see him being moved before next season begins.
Mandy, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to talking with you as the playoffs get going.
Thanks, Mandy.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Mandy Bell, MLB.com, covers the Indians, does a great job of it, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.